My name is Netiva Ben Yehuda, and I am 70, and I was born here in Israel, in Tel Aviv. When I was 18, I joined the underground as a fighter, and the British were against us. So we had two kind of enemies, the Arabs and the British. I became an officer of demolition. I joined the underground in 46, and in November 47, the war started, and I became a fighter. The first actions were to go with the buses and the cars, because the Arabs were waiting everywhere, either with mines or with the rifles shooting. The first operation was first time in Israel that we initiated and we attacked their transportation. There was one line of buses. It was held by the Arab underground. So we put an ambush, also with a mine, and we waited for them. And we didn't plan it right, because we forgot that if we'll shoot the driver and the bus will stop, the doors are open to my direction, where I was waiting with the button of the detonator. So the doors opened, and all the Arabs that were left alive inside the bus ran away from the bus on me. If you see me alive, you can understand what happened. People that go into war, especially officers, are trained very much before. So you don't think philosophy. You forget about Spinoza and Kant and Socrates. You kill to survive. You kill them and they kill you. First of all, you get frightened afterwards. Afterwards, you start to shiver, for instance. I couldn't get to sleep, and the minute my eyes were closed, I would jump with the memory of the terrible fight. Women are much more calculative, shall I say. Also in a war, the male officers that we studied together in a course of officers for demolition, we were 60, two women and all the rest of them male. 40 of them killed and maimed. Because male are much more show off. They had a kind of drive to go to the war. Women are much more reasonable. They don't lose fingers on the mind. The creation of the state was very important. And in those days, we were very much afraid. We were only 500,000. How would we be able to bring here the Jews from Yemen, from Morocco, from Poland, from all the rest of the concentration camp? And now when you look at it, you see that we managed. This I am proud, because we managed against all the odds, against all the prophets. It's complicated when you kill people and getting killed, and wound people and getting wounded. You can't be proud. I did my best. I don't think that nobody in the war, no one of them, the fighters, the real fighters, are proud of killing the enemy.